Master of Orphanus and Fellow of the Royal College of Evil.
Give him his due. He is properly qualified.
You really caught his voice. Thank you. I mean...
Thank you. I deputize for him quite often. Cloak, big hat, do the voice. People think it's him. I got to say things like...
Kill everyone wearing a waistcoat.
He really hates waistcoats.
So, if you were no longer evil, could I be back in the husbanding business?
I don't know, Harry.
May I at least try and woo you back into my arms? Even though, being a dinosaur now, my arms are strangely out of proportion to the rest of my body.
You may try.
Harumbalissimus! Right, I'm off to build a Pippa re-wooing machine. I shall need swans. Romantic swan.
Do you know where Mr. Benevolent is?
Oh, yes, because I have this, his evil to-do list.
Pick up dry cleaning.
He gets blood everywhere.
Serve soup to homeless, but make it nasty soup.
He does a lot of bad work for charity.
Visit evil mine to get vital item for lethal plan to enslave world.
I know of this evil mine. The conditions there are dreadful. Worse even than the conditions in a critical illness insurance policy.
Let us follow his to-do list and capture him.
Alas, we narrowly missed him at the dry cleaners.
Thank you. Those stains have come out beautifully.
Curses!
And we failed to stop him serving nasty soup to the homeless.
There you go. Mal appetit.
Ugh, this soup is nasty.
Yes, it is celery and wasp.
We must catch him at the mine.
We arrived to see him disappearing inside, leaving heavily armed men on guard. How to get in ourselves?
This is France. There will be an emergency coward's exit. I shall find it, then return. Oh, before I go, Ripley sent you another letter. Posted it on Wikipedia.
Dear Pip, what's taking you so long? I've told you I'm in Russia. Come and rescue me. I mean, bloody hell. Yours getting pretty cross now, actually. Ripley.
My moral fork poked sharply into my ethical backside.
We cannot wait for Reverend Feckin's return. I have to rescue Ripley.
Fine. I'll deal with the guards. Just put on a cloak, a big hat, and...
Do the voice.
Brilliant.
She persuaded the guards to move away, using subtle psychological manipulation.
Guards, move away.
Okay, Monsieur Benevolent, for even though you look like a lady in a cloak and big hat, your voice is formidable.
And we entered the mine. It was a dark, dank place. All tunnels and fear. Gradually, the tunnels opened onto a vast cavern where exhausted workers were being driven by a meaty-armed, vegetable-legged foreman.
Think faster, you lazinesses!
Workplace bullying.
You are slaves in a mine. Workplace bullying is basically the point. Death is no excuse. Sharpen her head and use her as a drill.
They filed her head to a point and started drilling with her. Truly, this was a cruel yet efficient place.
But where is Mr. Benevolent himself?
He's behind you.
No, he's not.
Oh, yes, he is.
Pippa, this is not the time for A, your admittedly excellent impression of Mr. Benevolent, or B, pantomime-style dialogue exchanges.
I'm not doing my impression.
Really?
She's not.
Pippa, was that you saying she's not?
No.
Perhaps I should check behind me.
Good idea.
Pippa, was that you saying good idea?
No.
Then I should definitely check behind me. I shall do so now. Mr. Benevolent is behind me.
Told you.
Pippa, was that you saying told you?
We were seized and taken to the center of the cavern.
Let me first introduce my foreman, Monsieur Pascal Grimpunch.
Bonjour, Pippin, or should I say, Maljour.
And I believe you know my new evil consort, Juanita Hotchily.
Hola, Pippin, you lazare.
She was one of 93 wives Harry had married after Pippa left him. She, too, had been dinosaurized, which had in no way affected her attractiveness.
You lied, gently. You said there wasn't anyone else.
Well, I am evil, and she is dynamite.
I am a dino floor.
Oh, shut it, Jane. Have you put on weight?
They are called curves. You bony English girls would not understand.
Oh, shove a chimichanga in it.
Why don't you put a cream tea in it?
Burritos to you!
Roast beef and Yorkshire pudding off.
Enough national foods-based insults. Pippa, you just weren't evil enough.
I tried.
Giving native people a bath is not the same as ethnic cleansing.
Whereas, today alone, I have eaten 5 people and invented excessive overdraft charges. I have also evil morale.